You did it!
Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips. Can you please reissue that laugh?
Was that it?
That is such a great laugh. Okay, Amy.
Lacey.
I have got so much stuff to tell you.
I know.
So much stuff.
So many
some
secrets.
Some good, some bad, some that I'm getting more nervous about now.
Wow. I'm really excited to know what all this is.
But I will tell you in just a moment. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's my favorite person in the office, and no one else can even compare. I'll never, ever try to befriend anyone else again. Lacey, let me look deep into your eyes when I say this. My heart is yours and yours alone for eternity.
That is really, really sweet. However.
Not good enough?
No, that's very, very nice. But I think that you're only doing that because of the hate mail and the concern that has been coming through on the Loose Lips Instagram. I love it. And I hope to gosh that's real. But then again, at the same time, you're like, thanks, Lacey. I've been getting hate mail and it's all your fault. So it just makes me question
the sincerity of it.
Yeah.
No, it's all 100% truth.
Okay. Because I love you. I love you.
I love you too. I love you. I wanted to caress your face while I was saying it, but there's like stuff in between us.
Oh, I would have let you too. It doesn't oog me out to have people caress my face. She is way too busy and threatening to dehydrate herself and just die. I said the usual. Wait until after the podcast. I, and hopefully we, have some stuff to tell the lippy hippies about. My girl that is too important to die has a name, and it is...
Amy Nichols.
I'm sorry I didn't profess my love for you.
No, it's okay. I already know you love me. I feel loved.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I haven't been doing a good job of that lately.
Because I love you so, so, so much. So much stuff to get to you. I'm just going to jump on it.
Yeah.
We went out yesterday. You and I, mm-hmm. and Anna and Alicia went out yesterday. Had a great time. I go home. I'm watching Game of Thrones. I'm texting y'all the whole time. I'm texting y'all until late at night.
Yeah.
And I had to make myself go to bed. And then it was all downhill from there. So I come to work this morning and I'm like, Amy, something happened.
And I knew you were up late.
Yeah.
So... It must have been like with Jeremy after y'all were trying to go to sleep or.
So I get woken up this morning by Jeremy's alarm going off, which his alarm is death metal and it's really loud.
Which you love.
And it shocked me awake because as soon as I hear his alarm, I'm like, oh, crap, I overslept. If his alarm's going off, I slept through work. So I wake up in a panic, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and I grab my phone, and it's 2 a.m., and I was like, Jeremy, your phone's going off. Your alarm's going off. Did you mean to set your alarm for 2 a.m.? And he hops out of bed and runs out of the room, comes back a couple minutes later, and I said, well, what are you doing? There is a leak in our roof. And he had to go dump our water bucket.
You're kidding.
So he had to go ahead and go to work today. I thought he was going to take off work. He's going ahead and going to work. It's not supposed to rain. Now it is pouring rain outside.
Yes.
So I'm really worried because thank goodness for him. I have no idea what to do. I don't know if we fix a part of a roof, if we have to replace our roof.
Oh, that's his problem. He needs to figure that out.
He will. Our wall is bubbling.
No.
Yeah.
So in the living room?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's something's going to have to happen there.
Try to top me. I had a bad day. But
yeah.
Lazy's got a worse day.
Then, not only that, I realized what I was dreaming. And yes, I go against my own rule. Nobody cares about a dream. But in this dream that I was having that I was woken up from, you and I had tickets to something. I don't know what, but we had tickets and we were giving them away. But the tickets were for like coming up in an hour and a half or something. So we had to hurry up and give out these tickets. Well, Jennifer Garner was there. And she is your favorite celebrity
yes.
ever. Jennifer Garner was there, and you decided that you were going to go give her tickets. And this was a big buildup. You weren't going to do it, and finally you convinced yourself to, and this was a huge deal. And so you get out of our vehicle, and you go up to Jennifer Gardner, and you're on your way walking up to her, and Jeremy turns around and leaves. And I yelled at him, and I said, what are you doing? I've got to get pictures of this. This is her person. This is her Taylor Swift. This is her Sarah Jessica Parker. What are you doing? I got to go, got to go, got to go. And he refused to turn around, and we fought about it, and I kicked him and scraped the side of his foot.
Oh, my gosh.
So I woke up angry at him, and then immediately followed by loving him so much for taking care of this situation, but it was really conflicting. Also, I was mad because if you're going to set the alarm and get up at 2 a.m., why you got to come to the bedroom? Why don't you just stay in the living room and do
no
it?
Kidding.
Why do you have to involve me at all? So it was very conflicting this morning.
Oh,
I don't
goodness.
Know what I'm going home to either.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, how long has it been since the bucket's been emptied?
He leaves for work pretty early in the morning. So, I mean, we are here in Dallas and I live 40 miles away. So I'll see whenever I get home. Like, I had to ask, I don't know what to do. All I knew was to unplug Roomba. That was my contribution to my household this morning. I didn't want to fry Roomba in the process.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I hope it's not bad. Hopefully, crossing my fingers, that it's not a gigantic problem when you get home. So that you can go to sleep because he woke you up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And not only that, I'm worried about my future as well, because if we're about to have to start shelling out money, and by we, I mean Jeremy, if he's going to have to start shelling out money for new roof, paint job, and we have wraparound walls too, and the stupid people before us, no offense, Greg, Jake, painted the ceiling too. So we'd have to hire somebody to repaint everything.
Yeah. So, because you can't match that stuff.
Mm-mm.
I mean, hardly ever.
So if we're about to start throwing a bunch of money at home repairs,
you'll never go on vacation again.
Guess who's not going on vacation?
Oh, my God. You are so rotten.
I'm living a life of poverty, and I don't know what to do. Okay. So that's number one.
I'm so glad that you dreamt that I... Did it happen, though? Did I meet her? I know I was walking over to her, but did it happen?
I left.
Was
I wasn't there to witness it. I wasn't there to document it.
You chased him down just to be mad at him instead of witnessing?
I was in the vehicle. I was in the vehicle with him, and he turned around and left. Yeah, and I was so mad at him. I'm like, this is such a big deal. Don't you ruin it.
Now I'll never know if I met her.
And I pulled a Josh, and I stomped on his towel. Stomped on him.
It was my first thought when you said that. I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds just like what Josh did to me.
Oh my goodness. And now I need to bring somebody on real quick. It's one of the only people I know their number.
By heart?
Yeah.
I only know a few people's number by heart, and it's my parents and my kids and
Hello?
My husband. Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Mama, this is Lacey and Amy.
Hey, Lacey. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Okay, first off, I love my mom, and you know this. I talk about it often, but I called my mom on my cell phone to ask her if she would come on the podcast, and she was very, very hesitant about it. She's like, I guess. So, Mom, what do you think I'm calling you about that you were so hesitant to come on this podcast?
I'm not sure, Lacey. I love you, and you know that dearly, but... you have surprised me several times in your life. So, what's up?
hang on, Mama. Big Al just got here. What do you need, sweetie?
Nothing. I don't want to come in and be on a podcast.
Well, come say hello. My mom is on the phone.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you, Big Al?
I'm fine. Have we ever met?
No, we haven't.
Oh, my goodness. Lacey has not stopped talking about how great you are.
Aww.
Yeah. And I don't know why we haven't met.
I know. That's her fault.
Well,
she's really hot, Big Al.
I know.
She's a good looker. I mean, look at me. I had to get it from somewhere.
we're
a pretty good looking family.
Modest. Wow. I mean, look at me. I had to get it from somewhere. Can I wait and do the other? I did one climate evangelist spot today. Can I do the other one tomorrow?
Yes.
And Southwest Kia, I have no copy yet.
Okay, yeah.
But everything else you have.
Okay.
Okay, that I didn't come in here to ask you that. I came here to talk.
To tell me what you're going to do. Okay.
I came to talk to your mom, but I wanted to ask you that since I was in here.
Okay, Big Al, real quick.
Yes.
This is my mom's first time coming on the podcast. Oh, I've talked to her before and had recordings of her, but this is her first time to come on, and she's scared. Do you think she has any reason to be scared?
Oh,
she doesn't
absolutely.
Know why she's here.
Absolutely. Oh, I just came in on the front part of this conversation.
Yeah.
I have no idea either, Mrs. G.
What is the worst thing I could do to my mom on the podcast?
Well, you could embarrass her where she cut you out of the will, and you know that you could.
Well, but I mean, you have to understand, I don't have anything to leave her, so.
Well, those good looks. Bye.
Okay, have a great day, Big Al. Thank you. Okay, Mom, you and I spent some time together this weekend, and do you think that there's anything odd about what we did this weekend whenever we were together?
No.
What did we do this weekend?
Well, you took Heaven shopping, and I didn't go. I got to relax.
I was going to send my mom to one of those, acupuncture places, the little Chinese foot massage. I was going to send my mom there, but she decided she never gets time alone, so she'd rather spend time alone.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah, at the house. Yeah, so she did that while Heaven and I went shopping. What else did we do?
We watched a movie.
Mm-hmm. The Lion. Or Lion.
Yes.
You know how much I love that movie. My mom really liked it, too. What else did we do?
We made the waffle corn dog thingy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds good.
And my mom made chocolate fondue. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
What else did we do?
I don't know. Lacey, you and Heaven went bike riding.
And then at the end of the night, the three of us crawled into bed together like one big happy family, and we slept three deep in the bed. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I posed the question to some people on Instagram. And the question is Lacey too old to sleep three deep with her mom? And then I had a poll, is it okay to sleep with your mom? And I just wanted to let you know, Amy and I and kind of somebody else just came up with a name for our fans, and it is Lippy Hippies. I wanted to let you know what the Lippy Hippies had to say, Mom.
Okay.
60% said yes, it's okay to sleep with your mom, and 40% said no.
We don't care about that 40%.
They're jealous.
But I thought you would just care to know about that. And then I have to bring in some other people after you, Mom, because I think that the results are a little bit confusing because of the way that I worded it. Because
I think I voted the wrong way.
I said, in one spot, I said, is Lacey too old to sleep three deep with her mom? But then where the poll is, I said, is it okay to sleep with your mom? So I don't know what people were answering. And that's why I wanted to call in a couple of other people to see what they thought about the results. But I just wanted to let you know what everybody was saying.
Well, and congratulations for, you know, being okay in people's eyes for sleeping together.
to be determined, I have to see what people were voting whenever they did vote. But thank you, Mom. And I had so much fun this last weekend, and I can't wait to see you on Easter.
Me too, baby.
And it's so nice to meet you finally.
Nice to meet you too, Amy.
Love you. Bye. Was that bad, Mom?
Uh-huh.
Was this bad?
No.
Okay. Did you have any reason to be scared and doubt me?
Yes.
Am I the best daughter ever?
Between you and Heaven, hey, I could ask for no more, right?
Awesome. Love you so much, Mom.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Now we bring in the first person who has some explaining to do, and this is from Shut Up Podcast, Nick Adams. Hello, Nick Adams.
I'm so nervous.
Okay, so what I wanted to talk to you about, it's my stupidity, not yours.
Okay.
I put up a poll yesterday, and the way I worded it was very confusing because I had two questions that I think were contradicting each other. Okay. I said, is Lacey too old to sleep three deep with her mom? But then on the bottom, I had a poll that said, is it okay to sleep with your mom? You cast a vote. What did you vote?
I'm pretty sure I read it quickly, and I may have combined the two, saying, is Lacey too old to be sleeping with her mom?
Uh-huh.
So I answered no. Or, sorry, I answered yes, she is too old.
Okay, you did vote yes, and you were voting yes that you are that I am too old.
Correct.
Okay.
To share a bed with your mother.
Okay. Well,
when there is no other option.
Yeah. We had other options. My mom insisted on it, and I wasn't going to because I'm all about being comfortable, but it ended up being fine, so it wasn't a problem.
Okay.
There's one more thing I wanted to ask you. Do you like me?
Yes, okay. I like you. We had a wonderful day in our phone screening booth today at the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I enjoyed it.
We had a really good day together. Also, do you think I'm irrational?
Yes.
Was it awkward whenever I confronted Rob Chickering yesterday and wanted to know why he was here for a very long time and did not talk to me? Was that awkward?
No. I don't think it was that awkward. I thought it was typical. Like, I think people are just kind of used to Lacey saying stuff like that.
I was being nice to him because you were there. Uh-huh. So I kept looking because I was like, let Nick leave so I can be crazy to him. But you were there, so I didn't want to go full on crazy. So then I had to rein it in just a little bit.
Yeah, it was weird.
I was getting angry that he was here for a long time and did not speak to me because that's rude. And he hired me.
And she did the, Amy will know what I'm talking about, and so are your listeners. Lacey did the thing where she talks for like 30 seconds straight without taking a breath. And Rob was just like, I don't know what to say right now. When can I respond? There's nothing. Okay, I'm in an awkward spot. She's still talking.
Okay. Well, thank you, Nick. Thank you for all of the above. And thank you for letting me know what I messed up on my Instagram. I appreciate that.
Sure. Anytime.
I have one more person that should be coming in because I want to know which way they voted. I felt really embarrassed. She's recording? Okay. I felt really embarrassed that I did that because I've called other people out for it before, for being confusing. How are you going to put up a poll with...
I think I answered wrong because of the way you worded it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I just don't know.
And I'm just going to congratulate a lot today. Congratulations that Nick likes you. I mean...
That's huge.
That's huge.
He was so positive about it, too.
I know. Well, I mean, maybe I should have a... meaningful work moment with him.
No, you just profess your undying love to me and me alone. Don't go out there. You have many friends of the office. I have people who just can stand me. So,
so not true.
So there's that. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
So I posted a confusing poll on Instagram yesterday because I asked two questions, but I think the two questions are asking different things. So one of them says, is Lacey too old to sleep three deep with her mom? But then the poll says, is it okay to sleep with your mom? And you answered.
Oh, no.
What did you answer? I just had it. You answered yes, I believe.
Yeah, because I thought you were asking, is it weird?
Okay, so you answered yes on it being weird, not yes. It's okay to sleep with your mom.
Yes.
You don't sleep with your mom.
No.
And you're really close with your parents.
Yeah.
Do you ever think you're a little bit too close with your mom?
No, I don't think so.
Like, sometimes I think I'm not too close to my mom, but sometimes I know that I rely on her for too much because she's also my doctor. If I'm ever sick, I'm like, Mom, I'm sick. I called her up crying last time I was sick because I went to the doctor and the doctor told me I wasn't sick and I knew I was sick. And I cried on the phone with my mom, big old tears while I'm like getting my prescription filled.
Yeah.
And she put up with it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I do the same thing. Fortunately, right now, I live in the same city as my parents. They live pretty close by, and I rely on them for food a lot, more often than I would like to admit. And
you rely on your mom to rescue you from the grocery store when you're lost.
From the grocery store. I text her a lot of really random questions, and she always has the right answers. My mom is better than Google.
Yeah.
Same.
But you wouldn't sleep with her.
No.
And you judge me for doing it.
No.
As a family.
No.
Okay.
I don't judge. To your face. Maybe silently behind your back.
This coming from the nicest person in the office. Do you kiss your parents on the lips?
No.
Do you kiss
no.
anybody but Ryan on the
no.
lips?
No.
Okay. Do you want to
no.
kiss?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe in kissing. Okay. I don't believe in contact. No, I don't even like when my dog licks my face. You know? Like, ugh.
There's only been a couple of times that you made me feel stupid and have disappointed me. And
I know exactly. I know exactly which time.
One of those times I ran out in the hallway and I was trying to hip bump you and you were like, ew, don't touch me.
You were not trying to hip bump me. I was having a conversation with someone and you approached me and started dry humping me.
Well, whatever. That's what you said.
And you said it. You were like, oh, dry hump. And then I politely asked you to stop.
And it hurt my feelings. And then another time I burped and Anna said gross, and I'm still not over that. So you're dismissed now. Thank you, Anna.
Bye. Go check out my podcast, Channel Surfing.
Thank you. I also want the lippy hippers to know. I said that wrong.
It's
lippy,
okay.
Lippy hippies. I am here. I'm not running away. There's only two mics.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like sitting on the floor.
We're in a different studio using two mics. And I'm glad that you pointed that out, because as soon as you came back, I was going to say, Amy, will you please say something so Josh will know that you're here?
Yeah. It's a problem. It's already a problem that I can't talk enough.
Okay. Lots of stuff to get to, including some cool stuff that's been going on our Instagram that I can't wait to tell you about.
Yeah.
But first, I wanted to get into, it's not my fault. It's really, it's not my fault.
And this is relatable. Everybody feels this way in some form or fashion about something in their life.
Just like, it's not my fault, or it's not Jeremy's fault that I was mad at him whenever I woke up because I thought he wasn't going to let me witness you meet your idol and take pictures and I stomped on him. It's not his fault. He did that in the dream. But Jeremy is really upset about something, and I feel like he's almost mad at me because of it. He's really upset about Notre Dame burning down.
Oh, I know. And that's really upsetting. I am too.
It's the cathedral in Paris, and it's beautiful. It's the most visited place in Paris. More than 13 million people visit it annually. If you look down at the ground, there's a place marker that says 0.0, meaning that where everything is in Paris is measured from that point. It held the crown of thorns that Jesus wore on his head when he was on the cross. People actually formed a human chain to save the crown from the fire, because earlier this week, the Notre Dame Cathedral caught fire.
Collapsed.
Lost a ton of it. The spire fell.
Mm-hmm. Huge damage. A huge loss for history.
Yeah, definitely. And the reason that Jeremy is mad at me about this is because last year we went to Paris for a day. Oh. And we went to the cathedral, and it was beautiful, so beautiful. But we had also gone to several other cathedrals in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
So this was probably church number 4 that we had gone to. And while we were in Notre Dame, I said, I'm kind of over churches now.
Oh, crap. This is all your fault.
I'm done.
You cursed it.
And that was a lie, because we still went to one more and I can't remember the name of this one. But it's beautiful. So freaking beautiful. But then you go to all these churches and then it kind of looks the same. They're all the old Gothic churches. Mm-hmm. And
same time period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So after we went to several, I was like, nah, I'm good.
Lacey, do you feel bad about it now?
I did not catch it on fire. I absolutely did not do that. So, I mean, I feel bad about the history of it.
Well, not being able to appreciate it while you were there. I'm sure you appreciate it now.
I appreciated it. I also appreciate this meme that I've seen on Instagram.
Oh my gosh, is it the one where every white girl has been posting their picture? Hey, also, I care about Notre Dame, but also know that I've been to Paris.
The meme is Notre Dame burns down. No one. Every white girl. Here's a pic of me in front of Notre Dame. Heartbreaking. But also, please know I've been there. So sad. But also, I've been to Paris.
I love that. I love that. Was so funny.
We have a good picture at a distance from it, because we were warned in Paris, people will snatch your phones out of your hands and you can't trust people. So mm-hmm. here in America, we would ask people to take our picture and it would be fine. There, we didn't. So we took a lot of selfies, or if an American asked us for a picture, we would then ask them for a picture in return.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we kind of traded that way. So we don't have a good picture right up front, just because you have to be careful. But I have a bunch of pictures, but I kind of felt that way before I saw the meme though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why it was so funny, because, oh, yeah, now I, yeah, yeah. I get it, because yeah. I've been seeing everyone who's been to Paris post a picture of Notre Dame.
Yeah. So I'm important. I've been to Paris, and I'm going to share my photo on loose lips and childbearing hips.
I'm so glad.
Hey, I didn't share it on my own page. I'll share it on ours, though.
Yeah, because it's a joke. It's funny. I have a not my fault. I think my teeth are falling out.
I think I'm snotting everywhere. Like, I'm wiping the snot what? From my nose.
I just say that my teeth are falling out and you make it about your
I'm
sinuses.
Sorry. My snot's falling out. What's going on with your teeth?
That's not my fault.
I thought you meant like in this moment. I thought you said my teeth are falling out in this moment.
No, I don't have dentures. Okay. Which are fine. I'm just, no, they're not. They're in the process of falling out because... it's not my fault. I've been really busy at work and I'm super stressed and I think I've been grinding my teeth in my sleep and they hurt a lot because of it. So I think they're going to end up falling out. I have no control of the workload, but I do have control of saving my teeth. So I've done this before. Anyone else out there, lippy hippies who grind their teeth, I buy those athletic mouth guards from like Academy or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a hard plastic that you boil. And then while it's cooling, you put it in your mouth and it forms to your mouth or whatever. Just until this whole stressful period goes away in my life. Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to go buy another mouth guard. I need to save my teeth.
Yeah, because we're best friends through thick and thin. But you come in here with no teeth, and that's going to be hard. I mean, I don't know.
You can't do it.
How we can go on. And it's going to affect your speech,
I know,
too.
I won't be able to sound the same.
Yeah. And then you're going to have stuff in your mouth, and you're going to be sounding all funny.
Yeah.
Get it together, girl.
I know. But it's not my fault. But I am going to do something about it.
Well, I'm happy that you're taking initiative.
Oh, thank you.
It's not my fault that these remakes suck.
What?
I was so pumped for Pet Sematary.
Oh.
And it's garbage.
Come on. Did you really think it was going to be great?
It was getting good reviews. So, yes, I was very, very hopeful. The remake was garbage. There's so many iconic scenes that you remember from the original. And then they would, like, build it up. And so, you know, it's so obvious what's about to happen. But then they would do a switcheroo. Like... it was just dumb. There was so many semis in that movie. It's like, we freaking get it. We all know what happens with the damn semi. And I'm not going to say it, but it was horrible. Such a horrible remake.
Like a semi-truck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now there's a Chucky reboot.
I don't know.
And Chucky isn't even dead. He's been coming back to life my entire life.
Yeah.
And this new Chucky looks like he mated with Annabelle and they had a ginger baby.
So they've already released photos of this?
Yes.
Oh.
And it looks like garbage. And at first I was like, nah, I'm probably going to watch it anyway because it's Chucky.
You're going to watch it.
But I quit watching Chucky years ago. And the last movie came out a couple of years ago. So there's been plenty of Chuckies that I haven't seen. But there is a little bit of positive. There's Aubrey Plaza, and I like her. Mark Hamill voices it. Do you know who Mark Hamill is?
Yes, he is the Star Wars guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's Luke Skywalker.
Oh, damn it. I messed it up. Hold on. And Mark Hamill voices it, whom you probably like. I'm not sure if I used whom correctly there, but I'm trying it out. I need to have less hatred for the word.
Yeah, where's Cammy?
Yeah, but they also said in this version that Chucky isn't possessed by a serial killer. He's an out-of-control robot doll, so I am officially out.
No, you can't change the storyline like that.
Yeah, yeah. Fun fact, do you know which wholesome person was in the original Child's Play?
Wholesome person. From the 80s. right? Is that when the original came out?
Late 80s, but the show that they were popular for brought up a major star whom the show, the Kid Craddock Show, has been making fun of lately.
I don't know. I was going to guess originally, before you said that, Drew Barrymore. And then I thought Leonardo DiCaprio. They're both child stars back then, but I don't know.
Drew Barrymore is incorrect, but that is a little close because, well, that's not Stephen King. Child's Play is not Stephen King, but she was in a Stephen King movie as a little girl. Firestarter is the name of that.
Oh.
No, it was Catherine Hicks, who was the mom on Seventh Heaven.
Oh.
And the Kid Craddock Morning Show has been making fun of Jessica Biel lately. Yeah. But Catherine Hicks was the mom who had little Andy and bought the terror doll for him.
Oh.
Yeah. So just a little stupid fun fact. That's all I have for This Isn't My Fault. That is all that I have for that. But I have a lot of stuff to tell you. Still. I want to share what's been going on our Instagram page. On Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram. Because our last episode, we had two besties and a bragger. And you and Cammy became best friends.
Yeah.
Right in front of my face.
Sorry about that. I really am sorry.
You and Anna wore matching PJs.
Yeah.
I was left out of that one. And there was a lot of concern. A lot of concern. A lot of loose lippers. No, lippy hippies. A lot of lippy hippies reached out and said, oh, that's a horrible day. And let's be best friends. And WTF, why are Anna and Amy wearing the same pajamas?
Okay, I have to clear the air because we already had these PJs and we knew that the next day was going to be National Wear Pajamas to Work Day. So we had planned to wear the PJs we know that are matching. And we invited you, Lacey, to join in on the fun.
To buy some pajamas.
To go buy some pajamas from Target. And you refused.
I know. But I just want to say thank you to everybody who had my back on that, who knew that I was being cruelly mistreated in my own workspace and being ridiculed by the people that I consider to be friends. But don't worry about me because I was just playing the victim. And that's what I had to tell several people that were super concerned. So you might get all the fan mail, Amy, but I get the concern, okay? Yeah. People are worried about my feelings.
Yes, people care.
Because I'm all over the place. And so they want to make sure that my feelings are not getting hurt.
And pulling back the curtain, I was trying to get you. Like, obviously, I was playing it up.
But most importantly, out of all this, out of all the concerned messages that I got, I got one, and I don't know what to do with this.
Do we need to, like, tear it apart and try to understand what the meaning is?
No, I don't know
how to process it.
I don't know what we should do next. Here's the problem. I'm not sure what her name is. She goes by Bliss. Brutal Bliss is her Instagram handle. Brutal Bliss invited us to come out for roller derby. And
really?
we can compete in roller derby.
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous.
We can do an open house or a Saturday morning practice or just come see them. This is in Denton.
That's so close.
Uh-huh. Here's my concern.
That I'm going to break something.
I'm not worried about you. I'm not worried about you at all.
Because I'm a little worried about breaking something.
My concern is, do we extend the invite to your best friend, Cammy? Because she was the one who mentioned it. Or screw her, because she came on and tried stealing my best friend. So you and I, for sure, are in. It's just up to us how far we want to participate. If we want to be just a bystander. And then we can podcast live from there. Mm-hmm. Or if we want to participate. Because, I mean, if we're coming in to participate, I don't know. I think we could probably say, like, take it easy on me.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
don't beat me up. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I would want to be on the same team as you because I don't want you to headbutt me or something.
I just decided I would rather be on a different team you and I go for each other.
No,
yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I'm out.
Never mind.
I'm totally out.
Okay. But isn't that so sweet?
It is so great.
I cannot believe that we were talking about doing a roller derby and someone who is a part of a roller derby. Let's be honest. Roller derby, that's hot.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty freaking hot.
And it's a dream. I would love to do this. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is she going to, Brutal Bliss going to play with us? I don't think you're supposed to say play. Participate with us? How many people on the team do we need? Like,
I mean, I can reach out to her with all of the questions and get back with her. And
or maybe I should
I really appreciate, we can go watch once and then see if we want to do it after that. I mean, she gave us so many options and made it so easy for us to do whatever
How
we
nice.
Wanted to do. So,
I
yeah.
love this.
So we're going to have a future date. And
a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, so that made me really happy about that.
Yes.
So thank you so much for that invite. That was so freaking sweet of you to reach out to us. Love that. I have one more that I want to read you. And I teased you this one because I said, out of all the love and concern and offers that we've gotten, I got this one message and it confused me a little bit. Now the original message went away.
No, was it too old?
No. So someone wrote and said that they really loved us. Love us. They really love us. They find us hysterical.
But there's a but
had
coming.
So much great things to say, even in a world full of podcasters. Y'all are kicking butt. I mean, I'm paraphrasing because I really don't know.
Can I handle it? Can I handle the news?
But she said, she almost sent us a snarky message one time because she's so over me saying that away. Is that even a word?
That away?
Yeah.
You say that away?
I guess. And I was like, oh, girl, if that bothers you, like, I hear my own crutch phrases, but I'm not going to tell her because I don't want her to pick up on them and then it start getting on her nerves too.
Start register and then you'll always hear it.
Yeah. So she didn't know if that away was actually a word or not.
Is it like a combo word, like that
one
way?
One word. Yeah, that away.
I know, but is it like that way that you just combine together? I don't ever remember hearing you say it.
See, I don't know either, but it is an informal word that I have been using. I didn't know that I used it, but if you look it up online, it is a word. It's that away, one word. I didn't know what to say.
Can I get a definition, please?
Do you want the urban definition?
Yeah, sure.
That-a-way is a countryfied way of telling someone to take a left turn, not to be confused with this-a-way, which is the countryfied way of telling somebody to take a right turn. So when I go to the fork in the road, I go that-a-way instead of this-a-way. So I guess
You're
it's
kidding.
Just a Southern thing that I say.
I've never even picked up on it. That's so funny. I do listen to you, I promise.
So if my stupid words turn you off, I'm really, really sorry. I just thought that was hysterical.
It is. Oh, so gosh. Please don't. No one try to pick mine. Just don't tell me if you figure it out. I don't want to know.
Well, I know that I have so many because I listen to myself sometimes and I'm just like, oh, I'm a freaking idiot. Like, I'm not really good at the English language. Oh. I don't know how I lucked out and got into radio. I mean, I worked really hard. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know. Why do I pick something I'm not good at? I'm good at talking. I'm
You're
not
right.
good at talking correctly.
Well, shout out.
And now can I just brag real quick?
Another one?
Yeah.
Another one.
Go that away. I got to talk. Okay. I just wanted to brag real quick. First off, I don't know. Does everybody really think that I'm serious whenever I talk about how hot I am and how much I love myself? Did Big Al really think that I think that I'm freaking hot and I got it from my mom? Or does he know that I'm joking?
I think that with the environment that we work in, with Kid Craddock kind of making it a statement to be self-deprecating, that it's just like part of what we do here. So maybe he thinks that you mean it, but I would assume that that's what we do here. We are self-deprecating. We say things we don't mean. And
but that's not self-deprecating to talk about how hot I am.
I know, but it's like the opposite.
Yeah.
It's like, it's in the same, I would say it's in the same roundhouse. Like I know I'm not this way, and that's why I'm saying it, because saying, well, whatever.
Because I was not being realistic. I was being very sarcastic when I'm like, oh, I'm so hot. If I think I'm so hot, then it shouldn't take me so damn long to pick out something to wear because I'm like changing clothes because I don't feel comfortable in anything. And I'm like, eh, I can't do my makeup. And now I'm all whiny and stuff. And then I get mad and I'm like, I shouldn't even go out. My skin's falling off everywhere. And then I make myself go out anyway. Anyways, that-a-way. So anyway, for all that to be said, I'm feeling myself because I got two great compliments.
From who?
Yolanda.
Yes.
Sexy voice, who's been on a timer too. Her mom came in the studio the other day. And Yolanda randomly told me yesterday that her mom said that I was beautiful.
That is so, that's such a good feeling.
I could not believe it. And I was like,
a random stranger.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. We know of people. Yeah, yeah, whatever. But yeah, that's so incredible.
My answer was, or my response was, why? My mom said you're so beautiful. I'm like, why?
Even when like I get a compliment, like at the gas station when I'm pumping gas or something, it's been a long time since I've gotten a whistle. But I'm like, that feels so good. It feels so much better from a stranger than when my husband's like, you look so great today. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. You have to say that.
I did get a compliment at Main Street Arts Festival too. And it was random and weird. I was with Amanda and Maria and they went inside Starbucks and I was waiting outside for them. And this guy walked up to me and started talking to me and then said, oh, I was going to hit on you, but then I just saw your really big ring. And again, I was like, you think this is big? But I was, it kind of threw me off. Like, sure, it's nice, but also why are you trying to hit? Like, we had nothing going on. Yeah. So I really didn't get that, but it's still kind of flattering at the same time for somebody to say that. And my second I love myself moment is because of you. It's because you told me yesterday that I looked really good in my high ponytail.
You did. I'm jealous of the high ponytail because I have really thin, I don't know if I should say thin, fine hair. It's just, I can use like a baby's headband or rubber band. Mm-hmm. Just the teeny tiny ones and I can fit my whole head of hair in there. And it just falls flat and it's sad. And yours was so high and full. I was so jealous. It looked so good.
And that made me so happy because I'm not a hair person. I don't know how to do my hair. And I feel like another meme that I see on Instagram sometimes where it's like you want the high ponytail, but you end up looking like a colonial boy. So that just really made me happy. So I didn't shower last night and I rocked the same ponytail today.
It still looks good. Still looks good. I promise.
Thank you.
Well, I have something that's on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Our lippy hippie Alita shared an article with us about how Texans are getting creative because we had some bad weather, hence the house flooding. Or
yeah, hopefully
not, poor knock roof on wood.
I'm going to have to talk to my mom about this too. I was going to ask her on the phone, but I thought we had way too much stuff going on. But
we do have a lot.
Mom is my advisor as well, so I'm going to have to call and complain to her later and find out what she thinks that we should do.
Well, so Texans are trying to protect their cars from all this hail. And all of North Texas, by the way, was shut down by 4 p.m. yesterday. Like, people were like, I'm at the grocery store and no one's here. I'm at the mall and what is going on?
Yeah. I was warning Jeremy because he wasn't going to come home till 5:30 or 6. And I'm like, babe, you're going to get stuck out in the storm. Like, yeah, no, you need to get home. Like,
they were reporting baseball-sized hail. I'm sorry, I'm saying baseball. Cammie, are you here? Because Lacey won't listen to me when I'm talking about baseball. Anyways, it didn't turn out that way. But so we were all anticipating this crazy weather. And I have been saying that I was going to clean out the garage for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If not months, years. Mm-hmm. And I did it yesterday. I did because I was like, I have to protect Josh's car. I mean, it's not brand new, but it's a couple years old and we don't want to pay for damage or do another deductible. So anyways, I cleaned out the garage so we could pull his car in and it would be protected. I did it. Me.
Wow.
I mean, I recruited the kids' help, but yeah. I mean, and it was like crunch time too, because we went out and celebrated some people at work and I had to pick up the kids and then Josh is gonna be home at 5. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have an hour to do all this. And we were just like nutcases, just throwing stuff around.
Wow.
It was great. But I accomplished something all because of the weather that never happened.
I went home and took a nap. I also heard some funny stuff from Anna later. I also need to clean up my garage because I got a group text from you and your husband, and I was so excited whenever I saw that I had a message from Josh. And I'm like, oh my gosh, because we're like secret best friends that don't communicate a lot, even though I get mad at him sometimes and he doesn't know about it. I cannot wait to get his reaction on that episode, though. But anyway, I got a three-way message from Josh, and he was asking me if I ever did get my ping pong table. Because Jeremy and I played ping pong at a ping pong bar and it was so much fun and we decided we want one. And the answer is no. Someone offered to give me one and I can go take it at any moment. But first, I have to clean out my garage. And that has never happened.
And it's not just your stuff. Like, you're going to have to recruit the help of Jeremy to get all the boxes of crap that you're going to murder him.
Yes.
And hide his pieces amongst it.
I'm going to have to beat that boy with a whip to have him go through his freaking VHS tapes and all this firefighter stuff, which I'm cool
with.
I understand. I know, right? Like, we don't even have a VCR. Why do we have all these? If you want some home movies, that's fine. If you want all your fire books, then that's fine. We just need to pack them up and put them up in my possibly flooding attic. But yeah, 97% of the stuff in our garage is all his. I do have a bike and I have a dresser drawer that I regret keeping. Whenever I was moving, my friend told me that's really good wood. Don't get rid of it. So I said, okay. And I put it in my garage and it's never moved again.
Who says that? Good wood?
Yeah. It's like quality furniture. So they didn't want me.
That's a more normal way of saying it. That's quality furniture and good wood is not, they're not on the same level.
You don't say good wood?
No.
Because, I mean, there's the, you ever see some people that like knock on the wood to see if it's quality wood or if it's hollow?
Yeah,
like this was good wood.
I know what we're talking about. Yes, I understand. It's just,
did I just mansplain to you what good wood is?
You did. But like, you don't say good wood.
Okay. Well, I kept it because it was good wood. So.
Well, Josh is really disappointed that you don't have a ping pong table. So hopefully you'll clean out your garage soon and you can get that. He also had some other updates because he's been listening really.
He's just powering through.
He loves it.
I'm so proud of him for doing that. It really makes me feel like we're doing something right if somebody that we know is willing to listen to this much. Also, it makes me hate my husband a little bit more because he doesn't listen.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I'm just kidding. I'm just mad at him about my dream. Go ahead.
So he just listened to the episode with Kelly and Alan. And he thought it was fantastic. And I would like to say that it's because we did a great job, but Kelly's a professional. So let's just be honest. We know it was because it was Kelly, right? Anyways, I told him, I was like, well, you know, we had a Christmas extravaganza that just totally bombed. And it was so bad. We could not post. He's like, no, really? I was like, it was really bad.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, did Kelly and Alan? I was like, no one thought it was good. He wanted me to explain, like, well, what happened? I was like, we were sabotaged. It was so. Anyway, so it had to be thrown out. But with this episode that he was listening to, he now wants to rent a slingshot.
Yay!
Which he's very excited about. So I'll have to get with Alan about that. And he wants to know, like, what happened with the pool party we were invited to? Because that never happened.
Should I call Kelly right now and ask her?
Yeah. He's like, why didn't you ever tell me about it? I was like, oh, well, we never scheduled anything. So
because it's one of those offers that's like, yeah, I'd love to have you over sometime.
Yeah,
and then you never.
Soon.
Yeah. Kind of like our Cheeto party. We're supposed to have a Cheeto party for like the last 3 years.
Yeah.
But we may never go to Kelly and Alan's for a pool party. I better get invited to the next SWAT party. I know that much. I have so many clothes.
Did you know they just had one like last month?
And I wasn't invited?
I don't think it was hosted at Kelly's house. But
oh, well,
they
that's okay.
There was absolutely a SWAT party last month because part-time Justin went.
I saw that, but I didn't know whose party it was.
I know, but it was
because Kelly
the same
didn't
people.
Talk about it.
It was all the same people.
But we're not friends with them.
I know.
Those same people.
Are we friends with Kelly?
Kinda. Those same people I have introduced myself to time and time over the years, and they're like, "Really? I've met you before? When? Before Kid died, we met each other."
Wow.
That's how long it's been.
You're so memorable.
Yeah, several damn times, but. Anyway, we may never do that. We may never go have a pool party at Kelly and Allen's. We may force ourselves there. I don't know. I've been in a confrontational mood here lately. I might just confront Kelly and make her let us come over. But we will have a slumber party at my house.
We
with,
are?
With the girls.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I've invited you and Josh to stay the night multiple times.
True, yes. I'm sorry. I was processing what you're saying. Oh, you mean with Anna and Alicia.
Uh-huh. Because yes. We were talking about it yesterday, and we were going to go to Alicia's house. I don't know why. No offense to Alicia, but I mean, Alicia lives in a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we'll come have a slumber party and bring... I never once thought, why don't we do it at my house? Alicia was like, don't you have an extra bedroom? Why don't we do it at your house? And I was like, oh, yeah, perfect. We'll kick Jeremy out, or he'll be at work, have plenty of room. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah, with Alicia, she's going to have to kick her husband out. And where is he going to go?
Yeah. But Jeremy, he ain't got no friends. He's new here.
Jeremy's gone all the time, so... You're totally available.
Jeremy's gone all the time. Our house is flooding. It's pretty much just going to be open for people to come in.
I'm sorry,
I don't know.
I am not offering at my house.
Have before.
I know I have, but I'm not doing it this time.
Oh, no, I'll totally do it. So I do want to pick a date. I do want to pick a date and do a slumber party.
Yeah, we'll schedule it out. Just get with my people.
One of these days. Yeah. Maybe I'll put everybody to work and we can clean out my garage so I can get that ping pong table in. Okay. Well, we still have a lot of planning and deciding to do if we're going to pull off this Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips pageant.
Talent show.
Thank you. Pageant talent show. So let us know if you have any ideas on that, or even if you would like to enter, if you want to enter into our Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips talent show beauty contest that's going to happen. It's not a beauty contest. It's a pageant. It's just to be able to show... off, because I mean
your knowledge or your talent, or I don't know,
because we want to judge other people because we don't have that, so I want to know your talents because you've seen ours. We have a video. There's video evidence of mine and Amy's talent on Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips socials. But thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes, Google Podcast, and there are so many other ways.
Yeah, Spotify, too. That's pretty big. Also, hit us up on our socials. We have had so much fun. I've had so much fun. I always say we. We've had so much fun looking at all the messages and hearing... what you dislike about me. I really do think that that's funny. That's why I brought it up. I'm not talking bad about you, the person who wrote that message.
No, it is funny.
It made me smile and giggle, and I was just like, that's funny. I'm all about it. Well, anyway, thank you for chiming in on our socials. Please hit us up because we'd love to hear from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, and check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, lippy hippies, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, good for you.